This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. What's going on? Thanks for listening. Man, this show, Animals, season 3 already, one of the big hits on HBO. I'm joined right now here on the show by the creators, Phil Matarese and Mike Luciano, the co-creators of Animals. Guys, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening?
Glad to be here, happy to be here, proud to be here. We are, we're both, I think, in our offices about 7 feet away from each other in sunny Burbank, California, and we're just doing, kind of basically fully wrapped up on season 3, promoting it now, about to go to Montreal next week to do some stuff, and, having a good time, having fun talking about the season 2.
I need that music intro every time, guys. I need that every time I got a guest on the show.
Well, now you got the sample, so you could go ahead. It's royalty-free. Go nuts.
Oh, beautiful. Love it. Love it. Hey, why would you say you guys are disruptors in the animation world? When I heard about you guys, it had the phrase, the disruptors of animation. Why would you say you qualify with that?
Ooh, love that, first of all. Mike, you want to go, or should I go, or...
I would just say that, you know, I think one of the main things probably is just that we didn't necessarily come from an animation background. I mean, obviously we were fans of so many shows that we've grown up with, and you know, those were heavy influences on us. But I think maybe if anything, we approached our show, which started from a series of shorts that we made, you know, a handful of years ago that Phil animated himself, and it was literally the two of us making, you know, the first handful of these shorts. And I think by that nature of just kind of that do-it-yourself way that we stumbled into the show, it created its own aesthetic that we wound up attaching to and really finding being the charm of what our now half-hour show is. And I think from that, when we expanded into a full operation over here to make full episodes and everything, we sort of structured the whole thing around our little strange way of doing it. So I think how we've made this show is kind of unique in that it's you know, it stemmed from ignorance, really, of not doing it. Phil, if you want to speak to specifics, maybe.
No, you got it, man. That was a great answer.
And to get our listeners a little into your personalities, I happened to go to IMDb and look at your pictures, and, you know, Mike, you have a very nice picture on the red carpet, you're smiling, all that. Yeah, it is very nice. Phil, you show the middle finger off.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Is that your...
you know, I just, it's weird. It's all weird, but your forward-facing persona, I suppose now, you know, in season 3, Mike and I are actually on camera as our human selves. We have a lot more live action this season. Every episode has a little bit in it. So I suppose I should rethink how my forward-facing live action persona, but I don't know. It's a funny photo that I've always kind of liked. I don't know how I did it. I think my girlfriend actually did it for me. I have no idea how she was able to, but yeah, man, why the heck not, gang?
You guys voice the main characters on this show, but you also have so many guest stars. This promo you have for season 3 of Animals has a list of, what is it, like 20, 30, 40 people on it? How are you able to get all these people to come on to this show? It's just amazing.
I think the full count over the past 3 seasons has been like something like 220 around there. And it's been all stripes of people, all people that... And you know what, too? No joke, everyone's been lovely to work with. And I don't know, that's probably not true overall in Hollyweird, but for our show, for our experience, we've had a really good time. It's animation is very easy to do, as compared to a live action set where you show up, you know, 5 a.m. sometimes, and you got to do hair, makeup, all that sort of stuff. So animation is super quick. The way our show works is it's a lot of guest stars. We're sort of an anthology show. We're not too... So people show up for one episode, and we can bang that out in, you know, on the long end, 4 hours. On the short end, for the most part, it's like 2 hours, and they show up wearing whatever. We got little baby carrots and hummus and stuff laid out for them, and we just have a good time in the booth. So that compounded with, I think now people maybe know that that's the deal of our show. Early on, you know, when even before we hooked up with HBO, it was our executive producer, Mark Duplass, who was just reaching out to his friends and stuff and kind of laying that out. But now, you know, it's, hey, can you spare 2 hours to do this fun, weird HBO show? And a lot of people have glommed onto it.
I've talked to a lot of animation people over the years. I've rarely heard somebody in animation say that it is easy to do, because everybody always talks about shows and movies taking years and years. But with you guys, you have such optimism about you, and with the success of this show, that's really cool that you guys can say it's fun and it is easy to do. There you go.
Well, easy
for the actors.
Yeah. We get to toil with their voices for the 9 months after they come in. So there is sweat on our part, but for them, they have a good time. And you know what? We have a good time, too. Every part of the animation process is fun, but it does, you know, just inherently takes a while to do. Every spoon you see on screen goes through 5 iterations of rough to clean line to color to being composited in there. So building these worlds takes a bit.
One of the guest stars that you guys have for this season is Jacob Tremblay. I've had the pleasure of seeing Jacob on 2 occasions, and, you know, this award-nominated star of Room and Wonder and all of that. He's 11 years old. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Animals is aimed at 11-year-olds. Is that right?
No, I don't think he should watch the
cool 11-year-old.
Yeah, maybe. Jacob was an absolute dream to work with. I don't want to say what he is yet. It's a little bit confusing, but he's an anthropomorphized thing. I'll put it that way. And he just shows up late in our season finale, and it's really great. That was a really fun session, that guy.
That's great to hear. Here with the co-creators of Animals, Phil Matarese and Mike Luciano. There's an article, in researching the show, I found an article from the website UpRocks that says, the 9 weirdest characters on HBO's Animals. Rarely you find an article, it's talking about characters on a show, and it uses the headline, the weirdest characters. Do you appreciate those kind of articles that people write online?
I'll take anything. Mike, do you? How do you feel?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I dig weird TV. I don't like when people say let's get weird, but I like the word as describing something, because I think when a website uses weird, it just sort of means it's different and don't know quite like how to pin it. And I think that's exactly what we've loved about the show from the beginning, is it's a show that doesn't quite fit neatly into, you know, what maybe your preconceptions of an animated show are, or, you know, tonally, what, you know, a late night HBO thing could be. You know, I think having that quality to it gives us, in a lot of ways, the freedom to keep pushing ourselves to make the show as different as we want to go with it, and to take chances and keep playing with the form of it. And I think it keeps the people who love the show and really gravitate toward it, I think that's exactly the quality that makes people love it, is its uniqueness, I think.
And from that 60-second, 90-second teaser that HBO put online, it seems like this season's going to be pretty violent. Would you say it's the most violent, action-packed season of Animals yet?
I don't think there's actually that much violence. It is definitely action-packed, so I think that lends itself to a really fun, big trailer. But I think, you know, season one, there's this mayor storyline. That's really violent. But I think this season is... it's definitely more of a serialized 10 episodes, which we're really excited about, really excited for people to see and sort of pick up all the little pieces of it, because, you know, the way our production works, we just work kind of in a out of or non-sequential way, so it's going to be really fun to have the population sit down and watch it 1 through 10 and kind of pick up on everything we've... everything we've dropped, but it's a fun season. I think it's our best season, and I think it really hits the stride of you know, what people liked about Animals in the beginning, is that it's this conversational, loose, improvised feeling, silly show that you can kind of just like relax and laugh with, but also have really nice stories on an episodic level, and also on a larger level, that have heart to them and have a nice message underneath it all.
Early on, when you guys started making the first couple episodes, and when it was going to Sundance, which must have been an amazing experience, Maroon 5 put out a song called Animals. How tempted were you guys to try to get the rights to that song to use it on your show?
Can I be frank?
Yes, go ahead, Mike. You know, go, because I know you. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say not at all. I not in a moment were we interested in a Maroon 5 song.
Let me tell you something though. It would cost our whole season.
Wow.
So that's another. Not that it was even a temptation. It's that it was wouldn't even be possible.
Wow. I didn't want Maroon 5 song.
I'm being probably a little hyperbolic about the exact numbers of that, but I'm sure a Maroon 5 song would be a pretty penny that Mike would leave on the ground.
Well, look, you don't need them. You're already successful with everything. You don't need Maroon 5. You could use that as a tagline for your show now. We don't need Maroon 5. We're our own breed of animals.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Guys, this was so much fun. Phil Matarese, Mike Luciano, congrats on Season 3, Friday nights starting August 3rd at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on HBO. Congrats on everything. Have a blast, and hope everybody watches all 10 episodes of Season 3. Thanks for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, be sure to listen to every episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast right here. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Thank you so much for listening.